It is time to declutter your life. Many of us put it off as long as you can, like me, but we now have some tips, thankfully.
Kiplinger personal finance editor Janet Bodner is here to help. Good to have you back, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Big topic for so many people.
For everybody.
You got it. It can be overwhelming to look around at all the stuff around the house. How do we get started?
Okay. Best thing to do, and we start this in our April issue, or I should say our May issue. It's also on Kiplinger.com, and numero uno in both places is attack those papers that accumulate on the kitchen table, on top of the microwave, all that good stuff. And the thing to do, and I actually did this, you know, I figured this out on my own, it actually works, is to get yourself a container of some sort into which you can put the stuff that accumulates. And then once a week, go through it all and sort it into three piles. The action pile, and you know what those would be, you know, bills that you have to pay, subscriptions to magazines, kids' permission slips for school, things of that nature, wedding invitations. I've got one sitting on my counter right now. Anyway, attack those, and then have this nice bin into your bin. That's your keeper file. So you keep the stuff that you might take future action on in there, and then you have a toss pile. And what I also did was I got a nice little container that I use just for tossing papers, so it keeps it separate from all the other kitchen trash, and I can recycle those papers. And it always gives me such a good feeling to just get rid of the stuff.
It really does, but, you know, I'm challenged this way, and if I don't have it in front of me, if I don't see it, I'm never going to get to it. So that place that I'm putting it, that box, it just gets bigger. So where do you put this thing? Tricks on where to put it.
Well, I think you put it out. I'm just like you, Hillary. I need to have it out there. I can't use file cabinets, and I can't even filing on the computer. If it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and maybe that's a good thing because I never use it anyway. But I think if you just have it out somewhere where you can see it, where it's at least calling to you, and so you know, okay, this is something I either have to take care of or have to get rid of. And pretty soon the pile starts to overflow, and then you know you have to attack it. But as long as you can see it, you know, don't necessarily hide it away. Get a nice looking little container so it doesn't look cheesy, and you know, but use it to help you get organized.
Before we go, Janet, bills. How long do you hold on to bills before you can trash them?
Well, actually, you can toss any bills that are older than 12 months. That's our Kiplinger guideline. Unless, and here's a big unless, you can find them online, in which case you don't need to keep them at all. Or you can take a PDF, make them into a PDF, and save them in a cloud file. You don't really have to have any paper lying around if you don't want to with, you know, electronic storage options. And so that's one way to do it. One thing, this always comes up, Sean, taxes. You do have to keep tax returns forever, and you should keep supporting documents for 3 years, tax supporting documents for 3 years, or 6 years if you're self-employed. After that, you can get rid of that stuff.
All right, Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Thank you, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we have a link to all that info on our website.